A dozen or so veterans are practicing Silent Night on their harmonicas at the Tampa VA. It's one of a handful of songs they'll play in a concert for their families, hospital staff, and patients. 68-year-old Marine Corps veteran Yoel Alvarez starts to get a little off track and has to stop to catch his breath.
That's about it. I couldn't inhale too much.
Besides military service, participants in this class share something else. They have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, commonly caused by smoking or exposure to pollution. Breathing is tough for them. They may wheeze and feel dizzy when they're active or constantly cough. This weekly class uses harmonicas to strengthen the muscles around their lungs and improve their breathing. Instructor Dave Foles says the instrument's small holes require players to breathe with pursed lips. This mimics a common exercise doctors recommend for COPD patients.
What we do is we do that with an instrument that makes noises and makes music, and they feel the accomplishment. And I can't tell you how many have told me they'll sit at home and play the harmonica, but they will not sit at home and pursed lip breathe.
The class is part of the COPD Foundation's Harmonicas for Health program, and the Tampa VA has offered it since the summer. Yoel Alvarez says it's helping him a lot with his breathing, though he says he still struggles with the instrument from time to time.
It's, you know, you can see sometimes in the class, I was trying to play that Silent Night. Those intakes, sometimes it gets to me, you know, but I'm noticing it.
77-year-old Olaf Olsen says he's been able to clear his lungs more easily and has more stamina when he bikes around town. The former military police officer says he takes his harmonica with him everywhere he goes, even if he doesn't have time for a tune.
I take my harmonica with me, and I'll sit down someplace that's comfortable and just make sounds. Just make noises, just breathe, any type of breathing.
The class encourages veterans to let their guards down and open up to one another. Participants share their challenges with COPD each week, but they also share their accomplishments. And anytime someone attempts a solo, like this one by Olsen, their comrades are ready to cheer them on. That sense of community is half the benefit of the class for Yoel Alvarez.
I like it. It's getting together with other vets. Because basically I'm almost like a shut-in. And this has got me to do things.
That's especially the case this holiday season when they'll perform two concerts in the hospital lobby, one featuring patriotic songs for a military celebration and another with the Christmas songs they've been practicing.
Let's try Joy to the World. 1, 2, 3, 4.
If these rehearsals are any indication, the vets may not nail every note perfectly.
You lost it.
But instructor Dave Foles says that doesn't matter. So long as they're working on their breathing, it's a job well done. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.